Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ronan Wordsworth of Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I highly recommend. His analysis of Francafrique and the long-term relationships between men who maintain democracy over many decades and Paris. But now, with the upset in several of these countries disinviting France, there is a new presence. We know it as the Wagner Group. These are mercenaries working directly for the Kremlin, and they're paid in resources, in cash, in access to uranium mines in one instance. And the story I'm most familiar with, Ronan, as an example, is the Central African Republic, where I believe the Wagner Group is the Praetorian Guard for the leadership there. Is this a model that it's repeating throughout the Sahel, to work directly with the military and do what's necessary, no rules of engagement to be obeyed?
Absolutely. So Central African Republic would probably be the prime example of what might be to come for some of these countries that have left the French sphere of influence and have kicked out French support for the security. And Central African Republic, if we go back just a few years, was definitely pro-French. And then the new president has come in. He has removed the French and brought in Wagner. And what has actually happened as a result of that is that the security situation outside the capital has severely worsened. Wagner troops were there and stationed particularly just around the capital, and they have only interest in protecting the government and the seat of power there. And they do this in return for, as you say, for minerals. And in Central African Republic in particular, they have set up thriving industries in gold, in the gold mines, in diamond mines, and extracting rare wood, which is ebony, so that they're really taking out a lot of value and providing very little security to the rest of the country and creating basically this black spot outside the capital city. And as a direct result of that, I would say in Central African Republic, we can observe that they had the highest mortality rate in the world for 2022 of upwards of 5%. And that's not to say that every single one was killed in insurgency fighting or anything in like that in these so-called black spots. However, the state functions have ceased to exist in some of these areas. So then if you just have a basic illness, you will not be able to get medical treatment, for instance. So then as a whole system, what the Wagner Group has done is consolidated power in the capital, put guarantees on the apparatus for the presidency, and neglected the rest of the country. And I think we'll see this repeated if other countries turn towards Wagner, as Mali have already and as Burkina have been looking towards doing. The question is how effective that will be in the wake of Prigozhin's apparent death in the plane crash, because the Wagner Group is trying to be integrated into the Ministry of Defense, and it's not 100% clear how that will operate going forward, if it's going to be as efficient as it was. However, it's likely that a lot of these operations which are existing will just continue in the same vein, and they will try to be repeated, as we said, in other countries, in Burkina Faso, in Niger, and the consequences from past experience are pretty dire.
One more turn of the screw. We should just have a couple of minutes left. ISIS and Al-Qaeda are both operating through surrogates, I know, in Mali. I've had that reported to me. I presume that they're opportunistic across the rest of the Sahel into Central Africa. Do the Russians have an opinion of the jihadists and their cutthroat methods, or is it live and let live? Can you tell? We have about a minute.
Yes, they tend to kind of leave them alone. So if we look, you're right, they're across the G5 region there. So Mali, Burkina Faso, Niger, that triangle is in the desert is particularly where the two groups are. And now they've taken over almost 50% of the country because Russia has not been bothered to actually look out for them or carry out any sort of operations against them like the French were previously. So as you said, I think they'd kind of just like live and let live as long as they protect their interest in the president, keeping him alive because he's on their side, and their mining operations. Other than that, they have little interest in actually coming face-to-face with these Al-Qaeda, ISIS groups, and even Boko Haram, which could reemerge in Niger after the coup there. And that's yet to be seen.
Anarchy in West Africa and Central Africa and the former French republics. Ronan Wordsworth for Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I highly recommend. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.